The company that once built the telegraph line that linked New York to California has become a pipeline for money in small villages of Asia, Africa, and Latin America. NPR's Ted Robbins reports on the transformation of Western Union.
How many ways can you say send money?
Mande dinero.
Huequan.
Monk il geneo.
These days, Western Union delivers it in more than 200 countries. It's not the only money transfer service, but it's 3 times larger than its nearest competitor. Western Union has about 250,000 agents worldwide.
That huge network really is their primary competitive advantage.
Patrick Dorsey is a stock analyst with Morningstar. He's bullish on the company. He owns stock in it himself.
You can send money not only from, say, Chicago to a small town in Mexico, but at this point, because Western Union is actually opening up agents in most post offices across China, someone who has immigrated from rural China to Shenzhen or Shanghai can send money back home as well. Someone from Dubai, who is an Indian guest worker, can send money back home to a small town in India.
It's payday, and people are in line at the customer service counter of a supermarket in Tucson. They're buying lottery tickets, cashing checks, and sending money home. A woman picks up a Western Union form, fills it out, and gives $600 to the cashier.
$460.
The cashier transmits the form, and in minutes, the woman's family can pick up the money at another Western Union agent.
Can you tell me what country you're sending?
Guatemala.
Oh, Guatemala. Uh-huh. And can you tell me your name?
No.
She may be concerned about giving her name because of her immigration status, but she's not shy about why she's here.
I have accounts in other banks, 3 banks. My Bank of America, Compass Bank, but they do not offer the convenience of these to send the money.
At least not on the sending end.
Western Union's customers aren't necessarily the unbanked.
Western Union spokesperson Sherry Johnson.
But the family that they're sending funds to back home may not have a similar banking relationship.
In developing countries, recipients may have no choice. And it's not cheap. The average amount Western Union transfers is about $300. To send that, it charges almost $30, 10% of the total. To Mexico, where lots of other companies offer similar services, it's less, $16. Morningstar analyst Patrick Dorsey says customers are willing to pay the price.
This is money that they're using for housing, for shelter, money that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And the sender is likely making a much higher income than they would in the home country. What that fee does is ensures reliability.
And it's actually cheaper than the fee many banks charge. Like any financial institution, Western Union attracts shady customers. Scam artists, smugglers, even one of the 9/11 terrorists have used Western Union. The state of New York fined the company for lax reporting procedures. The state of Arizona regularly seizes money it says goes to pay human smugglers. The company is now in court to limit those seizures. But Patrick Dorsey says those are just blips. The overall business reflects an unstoppable trend.
As long as you have individuals in one part of the world making more money than individuals in another part of the world and maintaining social or ethnic ties and wanting to remit money back to the place where they came from, there will be a demand for this service.
The service is the flip side of immigration. People move one way to work. They use Western Union to send their earnings home. Ted Robbins, NPR News.